Today, the Affluent Consumer Confidence Index is out. Most analysts agree that consumer spending kept the latest economic downturn from being even worse, while it stayed open for the most part. But what about the rich and their spending habits? Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles to explain is Tess Figlin. Tess?
Hi, Alex.
How are the wealthy among us feeling about the current state of the economy? And what is this index, the affluent consumer?
Well, this is an index that started appearing at the beginning of this year, brought to us by the McDonald Financial Group. And it does a quarterly survey of rich folks to garner their thoughts on the country's economic performance. This quarter, the index jumped 11%. But Brad Turner, a senior managing director at McDonald, says respondents were only cautiously optimistic.
What I think this survey tells us is that we've seen another step up in terms of optimism based upon some of the improving economic numbers that we've seen since late summer. The affluent are going through a period of digestion where they're taking in the better economic numbers, and they haven't quite translated into that in terms of consumer spending and or investment.
The survey did indicate that stocks are slowly taking over from real estate as a favorite investment option for wealthier individuals.
How did they define affluent?
The survey goes to individuals with personal incomes of at least $150,000 a year or investable assets greater than $500,000. And 60% of the survey respondents are business owners or senior executives. So Turner says it's important to hear from them because they're making hiring decisions, money decisions at their businesses. So their outlook on the economy could be an indicator of future business spending.
So we know that they're feeling more upbeat, but are they spending accordingly?
Well, no, they're not. In fact, as the holiday season approaches, they say they're going to hold the line on spending, keeping it about where it was last year. So perhaps instead of stocking the stockings with a Rolex this year, Santa will deliver a Piaget. So according to Turner, what that means is that unless the less affluent among us kick in a meaningful way in terms of holiday spending, then the season isn't going to be a blockbuster one for retailers. So middle class, step up to the challenge and spend all that money you don't have. And by the way, the Conference Board released its own Consumer Confidence Index this morning. These are the numbers that everybody watches every month, and that index rose last month. So in general, we're all feeling a tad better about the economy. And Alex, I have a question for you. Do you have what it takes to be an ESPN sportscaster?
I doubt it.
Well, today in the Marketplace newsroom, as the NBA season gets underway, we're taking a hard-hitting look at what kind of obscure sports trivia you have to know to make it as a top jock sniffer.
Thanks very much, Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.